Manuscript Releases, Volume 4. Mr. Number 256. Labor in Unity. The work committed to us by the Lord will advance rapidly only when we labor in unity.
Yes, says one. This is exactly what I believe in consolidation.
But Christian unity is not what the world calls consolidation. Unity among brethren results in consolidation with Christ and with the heavenly angels. Such consolidation is heaven-born. During the past night I have been in conversation with you, and several of the responsible men were present. There were propositions made for the conference to consolidate the Pacific Press with the publishing house at Battle Creek, said Brother Olson.
We want to hear from Sister White on this subject if she has any light from the Lord.
I then repeated that which I have written. I stated that the Pacific Press publishing house was to stand independent as far as its workings are concerned. It must preserve its individuality and not become one with the institution at Battle Creek. Unfortunately, it has in some respects followed in its tread, feeling that it must do this. But as far as Brother C. H. Jones has done this in adopting their methods of dealing, and in other lines, which I cannot now enumerate, he has weakened his influence, and has not received the approval of God. Warnings have been given me that it is not wise to consolidate the Pacific Press with the RNH Publishing House. Time will convince all that this matter is too serious a thing to be trifled with. The Battle Creek Publishing House is not to be the only power among Seventh-day Adventists. It must stand largely alone. The Pacific Press should not be made to fear the influence of the power invested in the publishing house at Battle Creek, so that it shall absorb the Pacific Press, making them one organ. The Pacific Press must stand by itself. The two institutions cannot better advance the work of God in consolidation, as has been contemplated. It is God's will that they stand as independent bodies. The active agencies in connection with the work at Battle Creek have placed the wrong mold upon the work. Men have devised and planned in a manner that is not after the order of God, and the publishing house in California has altogether too largely followed and adopted the methods and inventions proceeding from Battle Creek. Strength and power will be in our institutions if they keep close to the word of God in all their connection and dealing with their fellow men. Character is determined by what we love best and labor for most zealously. We judge of the internal, the unseen, by the manifest developments. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. God does not deal with actions so much as with the heart that prompts them. How vitally important it is that all who claim to believe the truth make the truth fragrant by a life like that of him who is truth. Oh, many make so little of the truth, and think so little of Jesus. The overbearing spirit manifested in the Review and Herald office and lording it over God's heritage has been looked upon by the God of heaven with indignation. I tell you in the name of the Lord, advance no farther in your work of loading down by bearing such institutions as the Health Retreat. Take your hands off from the Pacific Press. You cannot retrieve your past record by seeking to reconstruct, reorganize, and consolidate other institutions with the institutions so defective in Battle Creek. I cry to you in the name of the Lord, no, no. Leave the Pacific Press under God's theocracy, and humble your hearts before God before it is everlastingly too late. I now wish to say that had not the Review and Herald been destroyed, the plans that you and Elder Daniels were forming would have made it necessary for me to say many things to counteract what you were working to accomplish. In your feelings of opposition to the proper development of the smaller printing offices, and your desire to bring much of our publishing work to Battle Creek, you were on the wrong track. But the Lord has taken this matter in hand, in a way that must be recognized, and it is not now necessary for me to carry this burden on my heart. It would be dangerous to consolidate all our institutions under one head at Battle Creek, and let one institution control all the others. This would prove a curse. The Lord has not designed that Battle Creek should control all these instrumentalities. I fear that those at Battle Creek have also made a mistake in taking over the schools and the health retreat at St. Helena. The man who magnifies his own office and working in any line to bind about the conscience of another, be he president of the general conference, president of a small conference, or the elder or deacon or lay member of a church, he is out of God's line. The Lord has been dishonored by the misrepresentations that have weakened and discouraged some of his servants, and deprive them of the opportunity to employ their talents because they will not sell their conscience or their powers for other men to use. God desires that men shall stand in their own individual responsibility, and while they are consecrated to Him there will be unity in their diversity,
as branches of the true vine. Already it has been proved that there was a lack of faithfulness in men placed in important positions of trust. The simplicity of the work was forgotten. The principles God had laid down were ignored. Self-denial and self-sacrifice were not maintained. Selfishness was indulged because the men in positions of trust were not with heart and soul relying upon divine wisdom and power, but walking after the imagination of their own hearts. This scripture was presented to me as applicable. Jeremiah 7 verses 1 to 14, 23, 24. Thank God, some changes have been made, but they have been made very slowly, reluctantly, and imperfectly. Now, my brethren, all who have an individual interest in the work of God, before you shall feel competent to change the publications now doing their respective work in their several branches, I beseech you to humble your own hearts before God. Else the ones who have been often reproved and counseled and who still choose to work in their own way will be as described in Jeremiah 9 verses 3 to 8, 12 to 15. The Lord has a great work to do in our world, but selfish men, had they had their own way, would have exalted themselves and allowed the precious cause of God to be burdened through their ambitious projects and imaginations, for they lived and worked to please themselves. God has brought about changes, yet there is need of still greater changes. It is not a light wrong that has been done, and there should be repentance and confession. I have little faith in the large or small confederacy that is being formed. It looks dark and forbidding to me. There is need of great care and wisdom in carrying forward the work.